The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Steve Bryson, Ph.D. Major developmental milestones met in infants, Zolgensma data show. New data about Zolgensma, the one-time gene therapy for children with spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, demonstrate age-appropriate development when used pre-symptomatically and rapid, meaningful efficacy in symptomatic children, even those with severe disease before treatment, according to two Phase 3 clinical trials. The therapy, developed by Novartis, uses a harmless virus to deliver a functional copy of SMN1, the mutated gene in SMA. A lack of this gene results in the rapid loss of motor neurons, affecting motor function, breathing, and swallowing. Some people carry extra copies of a backup SMN2 gene. Those with two copies are likely to have a more severe form, SMA type 1, whereas patients with three copies are expected to develop the less severe, SMA type 2. In more than 90% of untreated cases, those with SMA type 1 need permanent ventilation by the age of 2 years, and many do not survive. For those with SMA type 2, if left untreated, more than 30% will not survive beyond age 25. Zolgensma was approved in 2019 in the U.S. for newborns and toddlers up to age 2. In Europe, it was approved conditionally for those weighing up to 21 kilograms, or about 46 pounds, with a diagnosis of SMA type 1, or those still without symptoms who carry up to three copies of the SMN2 gene. According to Novartis, more than 1,200 SMA patients have been treated with Zolgensma so far, either in clinical trials, managed access programs, or in a commercial setting. The 2-year SPRINT trial is evaluating the therapy's efficacy and safety in pre-symptomatic infants with SMA up to 6 weeks old. Of these, 14 carry two SMN2 copies and 15 have three copies. Data from the SPRINT 2-copy group is now complete. The results showed that all patients met the primary goal of sitting independently for at least 30 seconds, and 11 who were within the World Health Organization window of typical development. All participants achieved the secondary outcome of survival without any ventilatory support, compared to 26% for those in the Pediatric Neuromuscular Clinical Research, or PNCR, natural history group. Most patients could stand independently and walk alone, and most met these milestones within the WHO window of normal development. No patient required nutritional support for the study duration, and 13 of 14 maintained an age-appropriate weight for up to 18 months of age. The two-copy participants achieved or maintained a Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Infant Test of Neuromuscular Disorders, or CHOP-N10 score, of 58.4 or greater. That tool assesses motor skills in infants using a scale from 0 to 64, with higher scores reflecting better motor function. In contrast, according to the natural history, untreated SMA type 1 patients rarely achieve a CHOP-N10 score of 40.6 or more. An assessment of fine motor skills showed all treated patients had similar scores to those without SMA at the same age, and the majority had overall motor performance scores similar to healthy same-age peers. All participants experienced at least one adverse event after the single dose, of which 10 were considered related to treatment. In contrast, there were no serious AE associated with Zolgensma, and 5 who reported SAEs were not related to treatment and were resolved. When treated with Zolgensma prior to the onset of symptoms, not only did all patients survive but were thriving, breathing and eating on their own and sitting independently, with many standing and walking. Shepard Mofu, MD, Chief Medical Officer at Novartis, said in a press release. When you consider these newborns would go on to develop severe symptoms of SMA type 1, a devastating, progressive disease that robs children of the ability to talk, eat, sit up, and even breathe, findings from the SPRINT trial are nothing short of extraordinary. The SPRINT trial investigating the 3-copy group is ongoing. The STRIVE-EU trial. The now-completed STRIVE-EU trial assessed the safety and effectiveness of Zolgensma in 33 patients with SMA type 1 who were younger than 6 months and had 2 copies of the SMN2 gene. STRIVE-EU was distinct from other Zolgensma trials because it included 33 symptomatic patients with variable degrees of disease severity. Before treatment, the mean CHOP-INTEND score was 28, with 9 participants requiring ventilatory support, 9 needing feeding support, and 5 requiring both. Of the 33 patients initially enrolled, 32 completed the study, and 27 met developmental milestones not seen in SMA type 1 natural history. Sitting independently for 10 seconds or more, the trial's primary goal was achieved by 14. Head control was seen in 30 participants, rolling from back to sides in 19, and 16 sat without support for 30 seconds or more, including all those who met the primary goal. 2 patients also stood with assistance. Another crawled, pulled to stand, and walked without assistance, all by the age of 18 months. The trial's secondary efficacy outcome of survival without permanent ventilatory support at 14 months was met by 32 patients, versus a quarter of those in the PNCR natural history group. Most achieved a CHOP-INTEND score of 40 points or more, 14 a score of 50 or more, and 3 demonstrated scores of 58 points or more. 13 did not require any ventilatory support at 18 months, compared with none in the PNCR group. Of the 9 needing ventilatory help before treatment, 2 achieved independence. The majority of those who did not require ventilation at baseline remained free from this support by the study's completion. An ability to thrive in these symptomatic patients, which included swallowing, feeding, and age-appropriate weight maintenance, was met by 23 patients, of which 7 achieved this criterion at 18 months of age, and 20 were fed exclusively by mouth and remained support-free. Of the 9 participants who needed feeding, 4 did not need the support by 18 months. Age-appropriate weight maintenance was reported in 65%. Regarding safety, all 32 reported at least 1 AE, of whom 6 experienced an SAE. All reported AEs were consistent with a known safety profile, and no new safety issues were identified. The child that discontinued the study had breathing distress and brain injury due to oxygen deprivation, which proved fatal. Based on autopsy findings, that death was unrelated to Zolgensma. STRIVE-EU included some patients with more severe SMA at baseline, yet the study demonstrated consistent and significant therapeutic benefit for symptomatic children with SMA type 1, said Eugenio Mercuri, MD, PhD, Department of Pediatric Neurology at the Catholic University in Italy. This is a remarkable outcome that adds to the robust body of clinical evidence for Zolgensma, showing that even among patients with more severe disease, Zolgensma was highly effective and demonstrated a consistent safety profile, he said. The STRIVE-EU data is being presented at the 2021 European Academy for Neurology Virtual Congress. Added Mofu, quote, "With more than 1,200 children now treated, these data presented at EAN further reinforce the life-changing benefit of a one-time treatment of Zolgensma."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Today I want to share with you Alyssa's latest column titled, "Actually, My Disease Does Define Me." Here it is. Recently someone I know commented, "Alyssa doesn't let her disease define her." I absolutely understand where they're coming from. After all, I have always been determined. I have always been that girl who thrives in a challenge and loves nothing more than being told she can't do something. Spoiler alert, I can and will, and words like that only fuel me to work harder. The comment was harmless and well-intended, but the truth is that many aspects of my life, including my attitude and how I respond to challenges, are very much defined by living with SMA. I know a disclaimer is always included at the end of my column, but I want to stress that my beliefs about SMA defining me are my own. Many have mixed feelings about this, and that's okay. Personally, I see SMA as a part of my identity, not my entire identity. The most beautiful thing about the human race is that we're all multifaceted beings, which is what makes us so unique. My disease is just part of my uniqueness, and I find that beautiful. To me, saying my disease doesn't define me feels as though I'm not living my truth. Most of my day revolves around SMA, whether it's a doctor's appointment, caregiver management, rest breaks during work, and so on. SMA influences most of my actions, whether I realize it or not. At the same time, it also has influenced who I am as a person. My disease has taught me to be resilient. I've had many dark days in my life, but in choosing to fight instead of flee, I cultivated resilience. This helped to build character. My disease has taught me to be more compassionate and grateful towards others and myself. This helped to build kindness. My disease has taught me to be the kind of person who shows up for others after knowing the joy of others showing up for me. This helped to build community. The list of what SMA has shaped is truly endless. Saying SMA doesn't define me discounts all the hard work that has gone into creating this little life of mine that I love deeply. Instead, I'm proud of the influence SMA has had on me. I'm proud that it has defined my life. Thanks for sharing, Alyssa. What defines you? Head to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums to tell us. That's all I have for you today. Have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.